This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
I've been gone. I kept in touch, waited patiently for you to get back to me. Well, my intention was a misconception. Now I'm back to being me. I said I'm back to being me. The phone's off hook, so I won't answer. You never call back. What we had, well, it's all over. You never come back. You were cool, guess I thought wrong. But that's okay, didn't need you anyway. But thank you for this song. I kept in touch, waited patiently for you to get back to me. Well, my intention was a misconception. Now I'm back to being me. Yeah, now the phone's off hook, so I won't answer. But you never call back. Always there for you, even when you weren't there for me. Whatever happened to common courtesy?
The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You are have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the September
29th.
Yeah, 29th. 29th, 30th, who knows, who cares? It's the 5th.
30th, yeah.
It's the 5th of the month.
Yes.
5th weekend of the month. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener sponsored, commercial free. You know the rest of the spiel. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. The other co-executive producer.
You have He's the other white meat.
Yes.
He's the leaner white meat of the show.
It's more gray.
and a lot of gristle.
This is the fifth Saturday of the month, and that means we're having an all-music show tonight.
Hi.
Finally!
Yes, we have the return of J.D. Doyle.
We don't... Yes, we do.
Getting to play the music he doesn't get to play in prime time.
Guru of queer music of the world is right here. He lives here in Houston. We've got him. Nobody else can have him. But they all want him. And he gets emails to that effect every day. And anytime anybody in the world wants to know something about... a gay artist or gay music or something, they email JD.
Well, yeah, a couple weeks ago, I Googled an artist we were playing because we were trying to find out some more information about her.
And there's his name plastered.
Didn't realize that the first link that popped up was Queer Music Heritage.
Ta-da!
yes. Lynn Lavner, I think it was.
Yeah, well, wouldn't be surprised at that. Yes. Speaking of music, we opened with some of JD's music that he brought tonight, because I didn't bring any. And what was it, Chris?
Oh, the CD's in front of you.
Actually, the first one we heard, actually, tell me about the second one first.
Can I give it back to him?
That was the Josh.
Oh, please, you talk about Josh Duffy.
I love Josh Duffy.
Me too.
And JD's got an autograph. He's got an autographed CD and I don't.
Mm. Wait, I thought you had a policy against writing on CDs.
If they're already autographed.
Okay.
Well, Jimmy will trade out with you so you have the pure version.
I'm sure he already has one of those too. We opened that with...
There's not much we can say about Jimmy and pure in the same sentence.
Josh Duffy's CD, Artificial, and that cut was called Call Back. And before that, we opened with a new group for After Hours called Sugar Beach, from their EP, I Just Love Girls.
Yeah, you scared Clarity with that, you know.
And that was...
When we start, you know, she comes in, she's all these gay men, and we're playing a song called I Just Love Girls. She goes,
oh.
Did you play the wrong CD?
No, it's women singing this. And that was the title cut that we played. And while we're talking about women's music, I ran into Eddie Garcia, who does promotions here. And he gave me some tickets to give away.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's not a queer group. However, It is women's music. It's called the 12 Girls Band. And it's Asian women with ancient instruments. And he said
about
that they No, I will not be on the stage with the 12 Girls Band.
But now we're after the performance. Aren't you going to want to hear more music?
This ancient instrument will be somewhere else. But we've got two tickets to give away. The concert is at the Verizon Wireless Theater on Thursday, October the 11th. So you've got, you know, a while, you know. So if you can make that, it's at 8 o'clock, Thursday, October the 11th. 12 Girls Band. We are giving these tickets away to caller number 2 at 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Big Roy is waiting at the phone to...
now you're going to scare people from calling.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, well.
That way you can scare them more as you tell them we're taking pledges. We're not, so you can call.
12 Girls Band. It sounds wonderful, actually. If we didn't have to give these tickets away, I'd probably go there myself. 713-526-5738.
I can see him taking Stanley to it.
No, I wouldn't take Stanley. I'd want to have fun there.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he would hate it. It's Stanley only likes music by dead white Europeans.
Have they come up with a group name like that? The dead white Europeans. I don't know. There's something wrong about going to a music, going to a theater that the corporation sponsors, that their slogan is, "Can you hear me now?"
Ooh. Really?
Must be a bad seat in the house.
It must be. Let's see. Let's go to some events going on in the community. How's that? And, where is it? Here's for you. There's some things there. In the ICOH, Imperial Court of Houston, the Space City Empire, things going on in this next week, of course, Sunday morning, every morning at 10 a.m., breakfast at Mary's. That's, if you want that Bloody Mary a little bit earlier than noon, stop by Mary's, buy some breakfast, and they will be glad to pour you your libation. And I see that the Empress, Gingivitis, also known as Jerry Rockwell, is having a birthday on Monday. Next Friday night, there's a show at Tony's at 8:30. And that's about it for them for this week. Now, Corona Productions presents Miss Space City Gay Pride, another pageant. And that's happening later on today. Sunday, September the 30th at 7
p.m. That's our next promotion we're going to have. And the winner of the Miss, just another damn gay pageant.
Yes. It's the first Miss Space City Gay Pride pageant. And that's happening at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas, at 7 p.m. MC, Miss Lillian Devereaux. Special guest, Miss Southern Comfort. Wow, if you have never seen this woman, this drag queen, this female action figure perform... You better be at Tony's because she is a bundle of energy. Miss Vicky Holliday, Miss Alicia Dos Amantes, Mr. Jose Silva, Miss Anne Marie Gill, Miss Marcia Mink, Miss Lily H. Crawford, Miss Ilea Crawford, Miss Alexis Nicole Paris.
Sounds like a show to miss.
Miss Citrine, and wow, I mean, some big names there. In the drag world.
He's not hearing.
In the drag world. And let's see, next weekend is just packed. Absolutely packed. Next Saturday, first of all, is Faye Dodo, that the crew of Olympus, their annual Cajun All-You-Can-Eat Fest.
Oh, Fay Dodo. I thought you were explaining why the dodo went extinct because it was kind of fay.
It got fay, yeah. No. This is Saturday, October 6th from 7 to 11, Winter Street Studios, 2101 Winter Street. This is a donation of $25 at the door. And it's a cocktail and all the Cajun food you can eat. And they make good Cajun food. I have been to these events. Then later on...
Started giving me indigestion. All I did was look at a flyer.
Whew. I'm telling you. Later on that afternoon is from 4 to 8 at South Beach is a fundraiser for its sisters. And it's Decadent Dessert and More. Yes, the annual fall event of Sweet Indulgence to raise money for sisters. The participants for this year include Carter and Cooley Company and Deli, Jim Benton of Houston, Amanda's Bake Shop, the Acadian Bakers, Prego Italian Cuisine, Rainbow Lodge Restaurant, DeCapo's Pastry Cafe, Chocolate Fountain Express, Chef Smirnoff Catering, Cafe Montrose, and Starbucks. Well, you got to have some coffee to wash all that chocolate down. And tickets are... Oh.
We have a winner.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
Okay, Brian is the winner of these tickets. He was caller number 2.
Cool.
And Chris, Brian says hi.
Brian says hi.
He has a secret admirer.
I see.
He isn't secret.
Okay. And
I'll show you him later.
Yes.
Oh.
Or is he still on the line because you got the light blinking?
Okay. I'm getting confused here. Then later on that evening,
I spit my tongue off that line. Someone find it, please.
Jim Crawford, who put on that fabulous fundraiser for After Hours over at EJ's. He's heading up Niceties Productions in conjunction with ICOH, proudly presents Miss Drag Houston. So you think you can drag. The contest will be held Saturday, October 6th at EJ's Bar and Grill, 2517 Ralph Street, from 8:30 to 11. And that's a kind of another kind of pageant, but it's based on the Miss Mint Julep, and that whoever raises the most money wins the pageant. And the contest is a direct...
It's like a presidential election.
Really? Yeah. Sticking to same.
The contest is a direct benefit for the Colt 45's AIDS Trouble Fund. And those folks always need money, and it always goes to a good cause. And with the Colts, you know that 100% of every dollar you give goes to the client.
All I gotta do is look at their office and you tell there's no overhead.
You bet. then at George Bar, 617 Fairview at 9 p.m. Oh, this is
formerly
this is
Bricks
different.
Too.
This is a different day. Okay, that was all for next Saturday. This is hosted by Imperial Prince Royal 23 Falcon. It's called Sick and Twisted. So apropos,
yeah.
Yes. And that's 9 p.m. at George Bar, 617 Fairview, Houston. It's a direct benefit for the Colt 45's working account through Rain 23. That's different from the AIDS Trouble Fund.
That's what could pay for the other event.
I guess. I don't know. Then, coming up is the Houston Women's Festival returns to the beautiful Jones Plaza downtown Houston on October 20th from noon to 10 p.m. with a fabulous day of music, shopping, vendors, and food. And this is going to be pretty hot because their headliner is Ruthie Foster. Ginger Lee is the guest MC, an incredible lineup of artists like Susan Gibson, Trina Hamlin, Amy Spears, and Houston's own Kelly Gray.
I've got their music later.
Ooh. You have anything by Kelly Gray?
I love Cameron Gray. Love.
Stay tuned. You'll be hearing a preview of the
Newsman's and we'll be
Festival.
Talking more about the festival later on. Advance tickets are $15 and they're available at hwfestival.org. Then, later on in the month, the Bayou City Performing Arts presents a benefit concert, Sing for the Cure, a proclamation of hope. 20% of ticket sales will be donated to the Houston affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure, breast cancer. Featuring Deborah Duncan, news anchor for KHOU, and Anna Lee Jeffries, acclaimed actress from the Alley Theater. And that's happening Tuesday, October the 23rd, 7:30 at Jones Hall. Okay. And you've got things going on at the community center.
You always give me the community center.
Yeah.
City Controller Denise Parker and Texas-owned super entertainer Jimmy James headline the annual art auction fundraiser, an art affair. On October 6th, from 6 p.m. to midnight, the Renaissance Houston Hotel at Greenway Plaza. This year's event will be bigger and better than ever with an art competition by the students of the Art Institute of Houston and American Intercontinental University and an auction of art and other treasures. KHOU anchor Vicente Arenas is MC for the evening. Tickets are $100, which includes dinner and all entertainment. Proceeds benefit the community center as well as arts programs at schools in the community, including Darla's School for the Mentally Retarded Adults, located in the Montrose.
Yeah, that's a great place.
You can get tickets at HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org. The Community Activities Board, an organization that helps coordinate and plan events in the local transgender community, meets every Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Community Center. Fresh Start Church worships at the Community Center on Sundays at noon.
Sunday.
And has Bible study on Wednesday at 6:30. For more information, call and tag Jason Black at jasonblack1986@yahoo.com. GCAM meets on Monday at 7:30. EPA, Executive and Professional Association of Houston, meets on Tuesdays at 6.
Yeah, EPA, Executive Yeah.
For more information on the Community Center events, go to HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org. It's at 3400 Montrose, Suite 207. Parking's always free. And if they try and stop you and ask for money, tell them in the parking lot.
Just slap the crap out of
them. Tell them you're a tenant.
Yeah. The GCAM meeting that's happening Monday is going to be a big one because we're going to be talking about fundraisers that we've had, fundraisers that we need to plan, and there's going to be an election for a new vice chair. I am stepping down.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
strange, because you're so full of vice. They sure as hell aren't promoting you to virtue chair.
No, I could never take over that kind of chair. But I think they're unhappy with me because I've been keeping all the vice to myself.
I knew that porn I donated. I tried to give away to members here of the show that you jumped over and said, for the museum!
That is already in storage at the museum. All of that porn.
But I tried to donate amongst the people here.
I get new porn all the time. As a matter of fact, not about porn, but earlier this evening, Judy and I and her sister Tootsie and her daughter Elizabeth and her daughter's girlfriend were at the RMCC because the Houston Pride Band had their concert. They're starting the celebration of their 30th year.
Mm.
And I mentioned that, we've been around 20, so... But we were there doing a little GCAM display.
Okay.
They had invited different community organizations in for afterwards, during the party that they always have afterwards. And so I brought in, and it ended up being an entire table full. And it was just a sampling of some of the stuff that we've received in the last 2 months.
Hmm.
a sampling of it, and I covered the table.
Yeah.
I mean, from magazines to pamphlets to T-shirts to artwork to books. It's just amazing the stuff we get. We get a lot of stuff. We just don't get any money. And we are just... We have a lot of space that we've rented to store everything, and it is... It's just coming out of the... We're just packed in there.
Just wait, when I finally get organized.
So much that we can't get to it anymore.
No, but... Soon you're getting a couple boxes from me.
I know, and I already have stuff at my place, and Judy's house is full, and, you know, we're just... That's part of our meeting on Monday, is that we have to get on the ball and get more money in, because we really want to get a permanent space, at least a permanent archive space to store rather than rent, and ways of trying to get more money.
Well, you just got to raise your prices, you know. You can't stand on the street corners for 35 cents anymore.
Well, you know my slogan, since 1966, still only 15 bucks. So that, you know, it's just...
You're never going to get on the good review sheet or review sites for that.
It's got to be time for music. We're running out of steam here.
All right, so let's go on and get ready for some music here. Coming up next.
What does JD have?
Him.
Ooh, Brian Kent. He's kind of a hot little daddyette. Mm-hmm.
As he keeps staring at the pictures, I keep flashing at him.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Gee, he's not vain. He missed a panel. This panel doesn't have a picture of him. Six panels on the CD, and five of them have his picture on it.
Well, if you looked like that, wouldn't... Yeah. His publicist did it.
I'll be damned. It's not on the CD itself. I was surprised.
Stop. He's probably a really nice guy. What's the name of the CD?
Yeah, the CD's called Breathe Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the song we're playing.
Okay. And when we come back, you'll be listening to J.D. Doyle himself.
All right.
Drowning in your arms, I feel like holding on forever and never letting go. I wanna make a brand new start. I wanna take my time with you, see it through, make every moment count. Your magic with such ease. I inhale and I exhale you as you fill me up inside. With every breath, I'm more at peace. I feel like I'm invincible. I'm vulnerable. I know the reason why. Breathe life into me.
me free. You're the one who makes me all that I can be. I never knew it could be this good. I'd freeze this moment if I could. And live forever in ecstasy. Breathe life into me.
And we're live. That was Terry Christopher with Going, Going, Gone from his debut CD, Take Another Look, and this is J.D. Doyle guesting on After Hours.
Ta-da!
Congratulations on 20 years, fellas.
Why, thank you very much. Thank you.
Have we picked on Tim yet about the cover?
No, and he was horrified about it. Horrified. I called Jack immediately, and we got a big old laugh out of it.
Need Terry Christopher so I can put the CD back in.
Has Terry Christopher done anything else? I mean, because the name sounds really familiar.
He has two CDs.
Okay.
And the second one's very good. Yeah, they're both good, but it's even better. It shows a lot of growth. I'm liking him much better.
His face looks familiar. I think I have the first one.
The first song, before we forget, was Brian Kent.
Yeah.
He's had, I think, some CD singles. This is his first full-length album. The song and the CD was Breathe Life. I watched him on a couple videos on the Logo site. They're pretty good.
Have you been watching Logo much?
Because they are playing
more and more queer artists. I just love it.
I just noticed maybe a month ago that, gee, I had Logo on my set. I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I thought you had to subscribe to it, but no, it was already part of
it. Yeah, Comcast, you know, if you got the additional, because it's...
If you're on the digital.
Yeah, because it's 100, it's
so channel 160. I've been catching it quite a bit.
On Comcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
160, for me it's 184 and 185.
Clicklist and New Now Next.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the New Now is more queer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the new Now Next is...
The ones they vote on is less queer.
Yeah.
Because they're going to vote on all these women I never heard of, Fergie and whoever they are. You know?
Well, yeah, I've noticed that on some of them, sometimes it gets about 50-50. But like, I saw one that they had, it was a...
But one night I was watching it, and I was like, I know him.
And he means that literally. I mean, he's met them.
I recognize one of the artists from there that they played, Ari Gold.
Yeah. Ari? Yeah, I've got some Ari with
his
tonight.
His animation video.
Yeah. I don't like that as much. He's good looking, and he's got some sexy videos. I don't like the animation so much.
Right, some of the stuff on there I've seen, where I've moved now, I have AT&T.
Mm. I'm going to be talking to Ari this week, and also Brian Kent this week.
Yeah.
Getting some quickie interviews.
Oh, good. Tell them both to send us some copies over at After Hours.
You don't have these?
No.
Or the Aries?
No, okay. I don't have Aries either.
I'll tell them both. They're both very good CDs.
And I know it's my own fault because I don't...
You don't network enough.
I don't network enough, and I don't list the music that we play very often.
Mm-hmm.
If at all.
Are you going to yell at her for not numbering her CD?
It's a struggle. I have a pet peeve that artists should number the tracks on their CDs.
It really helps DJs.
It really helps. And give the times, please.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Those are my two pet requests.
Fortunately, here at KPFT, when we put the CD in, it gives us the time.
Yes,
so that
I went through all these CDs this evening, checking length of songs and so forth to pick them.
Make sure that you had 4 hours or 3 hours.
Well, I don't want to accidentally play an 8-minute song. You know, I can find a 4-minute one that's also good.
Right.
Because I want to squeeze as many people in.
Sure. So let's stop gabbing then.
Well, the first woman artist of... Well, I'm sorry. I was going to say first woman artist. First woman solo artist of the evening is Trett Fury, no stranger to...
Is that Trett?
That's Trett. That's her brand new CD.
She's had work done.
No, I don't think so. True Compass, it's another good CD. She does quality work.
What type of work are you talking about? Because all they show is her neck and her chest.
She looks so much younger than
better lighting.
I just saw her November.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt with it.
The song I picked is Leap of Faith from the CD True Compass.
It was a long road, it was a long time, it was a long way around, this stuck mine. It was the way that I was looking at the things I couldn't see. It was the way that you were looking at me. It was a late night, it was the late fall, it was a late hour to make a late call. The things I couldn't see.
No.
Ruthie Foster.
Yes.
And the title of the song and album is Phenomenal Woman. And I guess she has the right to say that if she can sing with that voice.
Yeah, no kidding. She is really, really
good. I've seen her more than once. It's been a few years ago. But I remember thinking, that woman can sing anything.
Now,
during that show, she sang gospel. She sang soul. She sang
really?
Kind of acoustic folky stuff.
Wow.
And just impressive.
You know, I've never seen her. And I know that Christy Claxton was promoting her a long time ago.
Yes, that's how I saw her.
Yeah, and I never did get to see her. And I'm going to go to the Women's Festival this year, so I'm looking forward to seeing her for the first time. And I'm very, very happy that you put together a compilation for us to play.
Yeah, I brought a CD. I made it for my own use on Queer Voices, but mm-hmm. I brought a copy for Jimmy of all the women artists who will be at the festival. And then also I did a collage because, like, you know, I'm going to interview the organizer again in a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
and we can't play 10 different artists, you know.
That's true.
So I made a 6-minute collage, which we may play a little after a while,
okay.
to give a sampling of the variety and quality of who's going to be there.
Ooh, Kelly Gray singing Eleanor Rigby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. So who do we have up next?
We have the Judy Bats. Some people may know the Judy Bats a little bit. They got some, I guess, maybe college radio play.
Yes, they did. They got a lot of play here, but uh-huh. I had no idea that they were gay.
Well, the lead singer, Jeff Heiskell, is gay. And so the group lasted, 8-10 years?
Yes, they did.
And they had a stack of CDs. I'm holding my fingers up to the microphone. Can you see? It's about 8-inch. No, not 8-inch.
This isn't the internet.
Okay. I'm sorry. The stack of CDs is only 4 inches high. And so, and they're pretty consistent quality.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Heiskell is now on his own. He has a band backing him up, but the group is just called, or the act is just called Heiskell.
Okay.
So we're going to hear the Judy Bats and then Heiskell.
Cool.
Yeah. 8-track heart, got a broke rewind. He upped that stuff till he gone blind. He flies like a kite, high from the ground. The firebird flies, ain't coming down. He's a bump in the road,
bump in the road.
A bee on the vine,
bee on the vine.
Birds in flight, a long yellow line. In the trail of heart of the tin can sky, already gone with the wink of an eye. Life's a shotgun,
life's a shotgun,
growing mean. Love's a red light,
love's a red light.
Life's a shotgun,
life's a shotgun,
growing mean,
growing mean.
Love's a red light, going green, smells like gasoline.
And we're back. Are we back?
Yes, I...
As he furiously flips levers and...
I'm so not used to playing music, or at least playing music while people are in here, because usually we play music so people can go run to the back patio and suck as many cigarettes as they can.
Glad you finished that sentence.
Well, usually we say suck a fag. We live for the entendre.
I know that. Triple entendre.
Yes.
We just heard High School. Lead singer Jeff High School, and he was formerly the lead singer of the Judy Bats, which got a lot of attention in the late 80s, early 90s. We're going to go next to a little bit of cabaret for, I know there are some queers out there who like cabaret.
Oh, you think?
The song is called Being Alive from Company, but this particular artist has caught my attention recently because he's on BBC, the star of the show Torchwood, a science fiction show.
Oh.
And he is sexy. It's just, you're just,
that's not,
you turn the sound off and I'd still watch. You
know? That's not the only reason why I'm flipping through the stations. But I see that's like, I might watch that.
But the show is very good, very well done, very high tech, has good acting, has a sense of humor.
Now, what is the name of it?
Torchwood.
And when is
it? It's on Saturdays at 8 p.m. on BBC.
Oh.
It's also on that other station, HDNet. I've seen it on there as well.
But before I knew him as an actor, he has several CDs out.
Huh.
He was also in the movie about, I'm drawing a blank. Kevin Kline did a movie. I'm sorry, I'm just.
We'll have the answer.
A biopic of a famous gay writer, and John Barrowman, who we're talking about, played the lover.
Oh.
But now I can't remember the writer was.
Keep stretching.
Anyhow.
Hold on.
Stretch.
Doctor Who, Torchwood, the producers, the lovely.
That's it.
The lovely?
The lovely, yes.
Method, Shark Attack,
yeah, that's
Titans.
3 years ago. It's the lovely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The lovely.
Wow.
Oh, he was even in The Untouchables.
So click on DeLovely and see who the character is.
He played Jack, musical performer.
And who is the movie about?
Cole Porter.
Yes.
Okay, Cole Porter. Infecting That's the name I was grasping for.
Oh.
Infecting a magical biographical stage musical composer, Cole Porter reviews his life and career with his wife, Linda.
Okay. That was... Well, you're going to hear John Barrowman.
Well, Jimmy, you know, you getting something right is such an unusual thing. We have to double check it.
Play the music.
Hey, somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Make me alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Mock me with grace. Let me be used. Bury my days. But alone is alone. Somebody crowd me with love. Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Make me confused. Mock me with praise. Let me be. With love, somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive, being alive, being alive. Over the rainbow, wide.
After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. This is our fifth Saturday show, so it is time for Queer Music with J.D. Doyle.
We were talking during the music about playing songs by cute guys, and coming up is a cute guy from Sacramento.
Wait a minute, I just have to be unpopular here for a minute.
So why change?
That last song sucked.
Have another drink.
I hated that version.
I thought it was very interesting. It was a different arrangement of Over the Rainbow by Jeffrey Alterguide.
Hated it.
Well, then don't play it.
I've seen the guys you hit on here. We know you have no taste.
No, it's not for me. I didn't like it. I appreciate what he was trying to do, and I understood that, but I didn't.
Now you're
like
patronizing.
No, I'm not. No, I understand.
I actually like that version.
Oh, good.
Well, which means why should we be able to play it on the show? Because, I mean, this is the longest I've seen you in here, and God, I don't know how long. It either takes JD being here or me on hiatus.
Coming up next.
So much for your hiatus.
I was talking about a cute artist from Sacramento. He's also very talented. I've just discovered him. His name is Phil Putnam, P-U-T-N-A-M. The CD is Best of Attentions. The song is called Lying.
So you see, this is home. This is where I decide. This is why it's strange to have you seek for what I hide. I never built a door in my wall. I didn't alter the plans. But you didn't have to climb to put your hand inside my hand. Everyone else does. Does. Did you hear what you said when you said that you think that you're not worth very much? 'Cause it sounded to me like you were just lying. I know you could make a new sun for your sky and set it on fire with your touch. So it sounded to me like you were just lying. Ground that waits just out of sight. You guide me here with simple words that help me sleep at night. And given all this space and time to see somehow where to go, why aren't you rushing me through and pulling me too close? Everyone else does.
Said that you think that you're not worth very much, 'cause it sounded to me like you were just lying. I know you can make a new sun fill your sky and set it on fire with your touch. So it sounded to me like you were just lying. Yeah, it sounded to me like you were just. Sound to you, were you lying?
With the daily fresh meat that you get to see on your laptop screen. You and I met in the old-fashioned way, glance and nod while the pool plays play. The smoke and the music and the men fell away. It was just us two. Until you disappeared into your laptop screen. I cease to exist, and still you insist. It's not a threat, it's just your laptop screen. I don't stand a chance against this romance between you and your laptop screen. Not while the pool plays play. The smoke in the mirrors and the men fell away. It was just you and me. At least it used to be before your laptop screen.
That's what I thought.
Okay, that's Mark Weigel from his latest CD called Mark Weigel. And it's interesting to me, he's had, what, 5 or 6 CDs, and this one is self-titled.
Yeah, for the first time.
And that's very unusual for someone to do after so many already under his belt.
Mm-hmm. But that was just a really smooth, laid-back song. Are they all like that?
They're pretty much all laid back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why.
And that song, if you caught the lyrics, was talking about someone who is involved with someone else who's too involved with the internet.
Oh.
Not necessarily a gay thing, but a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He is... this guy can do all kinds of music.
I respect him a lot.
Yes.
He does a lot of things that are very brave. He touches a lot of subjects that need to be touched. Like, for example, his last album, which did win an Out Music Award, was Soul Sex.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 CDs dealing with some hardcore stuff, doing it very well, and knowing that he wasn't going to get radio play out of this material.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy must have a fortune somewhere.
I think
because
he does.
He's able to put out CD after CD after CD. But it's good stuff. It's good quality stuff.
It's always quality.
Yeah.
Mark Weigel, markweigel.com. Coming up, Josh Harrell and some dance music. Johnny, be happy. This particular track was Mr. Mistress, about dating someone on the down low, from Ari's latest CD, Transport Systems.
Now, there's another prolific guy. He's put out several CDs, hasn't he?
Indeed. And I I like to say I didn't discover him, but I was aware of his music before he even had his first CD.
Really?
I was visiting Patrick Arena. I was in New York for the Glam Awards.
Yeah.
Of course, I look through everybody's music when I stay with them. Patrick had a demo tape of Ari Gold in his box under the stereo that I discovered, and I said, "Ooh, this guy is good. He needs to put this music out." Mm. And it was like maybe 2-3 years later he finally did. So this was like 99, I think, I first became aware of him.
Wow. And he's been doing it ever since.
Yep, and doing it well. Good. He's got several nice videos on Logo if you want to go visiting there.
Yes, he does. Up next.
I don't remember. Because Chris doesn't have the screen up.
I was trying to get the information on the other artists we were talking about. These are the next two.
Deep Dicollective, a very respected rap and hip hop group, and they call themselves kind of intellectual rap. They have a lot of very deep references.
Yeah. They've been around since the beginning of queer hip hop,
and you'll hear. They like to sample things from other sources, like movies and so forth, or speeches.
Mm.
They might use Bayard Rustin, I mean, things like that.
Yeah.
This one will start out with a sample, and after that we're going to a modern group, very talented group, Goddess and She, and this is a wonderful group.
Your mouth is getting me down, honey.
Why don't you just leave and be an assassin?
Well, the only thing you're good at shooting off is your big mouth.
Would you please get out of my face, you sorry-looking faggot?
Who are you calling sorry-looking?
Can't y'all see that she ain't funny? She's just another poor example of how the system has her destroying our men.
Honey, I am more man than you'll ever be, and more woman than you'll ever get.
With my beard and my scruff, yo, I look real tough, and my butt and my gut and my tough skin's rough. Keep me out of the scuff, cause the trade won't step, but a spade is a spade, so I'm left with my rep. As a nerd and a slut, cause a slave will behave. I'm a slash with my stack and keep it smooth like a babe. Tailor made for the sailors and ladies that rave, and the games play the cable, no shade, they say hey. In a way that remains unstable. Tail of the chain, cause I'm tight like the skin on the grave, but I'm right, and it's suit gonna bust with the juice and the rhyme and the twist of a wrist. And a ball on my fist gonna give you the gist in my end of my time. Cause my website life makes me act black quick. Like the fact when I crack these apps from my bag full of tricks and my mind on the dick.
So masculine, don't believe it, ask your friends. You see, we can't hide. We keep great big queens inside. They say, what kind of what do you wanna be? What kind of stuff do you wanna see? Turn to the left and we spill your tea. Right in the lights, right DDC.
I'ma be undetectable, respectable. Cloaking all effects and yo, ain't never gonna be in the know. My band's your realness. Gator straight to ride the fences. That's the vote world. Assume I like girls, but I prefer they brothers on some others. Never undercover. If your ass, I tell it. Kiss boys. Let the beat you in. You make some noise. Reese's Pieces, almond joys. Sugar babies, chocolate boys. Candy melting on the tongue. I'ma be a beat truth to the day I'm done. Now what kind of banshee I'm gonna be? E-M-C-E-E-I-B. Brother down with D-D-C. West to the east, my brother to the east.
We're so masculine. Don't believe, then ask your friends. You see, we can't hide. We keep great big queens inside. They say, what kind of what do you wanna be? What kind of stuff do you wanna see? Turn to the left and we spill your tea. Right in the lights, right D-D-C. We're so masculine. Don't believe, then ask your friends. You see, we can't hide. We keep great big queens inside. They say, what kind of stuff do you wanna see?
Bucking benches supreme, eating sherbet ice cream, deep dicking deeples down literally. Come on, y'all, dick always royally clean, moving packs, so they hunt for the tea. Trade money for color boys and girls only, was never alone, so you see. If you're faking phony, you can leave me lonely. Jealous snatches will suffer, cause I done had enough of Peter Pan shams as buffers. Wild Bush is greedy at the supper, so you niggas better learn to love one another.
I
We're so masculine, don't believe and ask your friends. You see, we can't hide. We keep great big queens inside. They say, what kind of what do you wanna be? What kind of stuff do you wanna see? Turn to the left and we spill your tea. Right in the light.
masculine. Don't believe, then ask your friends. You see, we can't hide. We keep great big queens inside. They say, what kind of what do you wanna be? What kind of stuff do you wanna see? Turn to the left and we spill your tea. Bright in the lights, right DDC.
Everyday be positive, like filled with obstacles and broken promises. When the sun don't shine, you're battling time on a search to find answers that you never find. Sometimes you feel like giving up, throw your hands to the sky, cause you're so fed up. Sometimes you truly lose your hope, trying to find an escape, so you drink and smoke. Then the next day comes and it doesn't get better. Our generation's lost and we need to go get her. So many of us got folks that don't get us. It's not the same as it was, the mentality's stuck and their old ways, but it's not the same. In the past 20 years, things have really changed. We've lost a sense of hope and lost a sense of pride. I wanna change the way I think, at least I'm gonna try.
Stand up for what you believe in.
That frees around the world, trying to latch onto something like riches and pearls, trying to find a sense of purpose in material things, distracting from yourself when your cell phone rings. Hey, understand how it feels, how life can be so hard to deal with. Hey, I've been down that road, searching for direction with no path to follow. You can't just go to college and get a degree, for sure make enough to support your family. We're an angry generation, bitter about a situation. Weapons too accessible to take out the frustration. With violence involved, guns resolved, minor disputes in schools, bathroom stalls. I'm not sure how to process all the thoughts I have. I know times are tough, but it's not all bad. Come on.
Stand up for what you believe in.
And so many of us are not free. It's time that we take a stand and come together. And don't just talk revolution, act revolution. Stand up, come on.
Stand up for what you believe in.
And she. That's such a great act. I talked to a goddess last week interviewing something for a future audio file segment, and we just had a really good chat. So, some of these people, you know, like especially the rap artists, uh-huh. they look like they have such a hard edge to them, like you're almost intimidated to talk to them, but, you know, they're just, they're nice just like any other artist, you know.
Well, some of them. Q-Boy is one that, you know, I
like Q-Boy.
He's good to look at.
But we hit it off really well.
That British accent, just when rapping with a British accent, it's difficult to hear.
Actually, I'm looking forward to his first full-length CD. Because I think he has a fresh approach to that genre.
Yeah, we got to see him when the Homo Hop tour came through.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
And that.
We promised you some music from the Houston Women's Festival artists, and this is a special medley of, I believe, 8 different artists. So you're going to get a sample of the variety and the quality. And let me read the list of the artists. You're going to hear Ruthie Foster. You heard the whole song earlier, but you're going to hear about a minute of it this time, followed by the Ginger Lee Band, Trina Hamlin, Amy Spies, Lindsey Mack, Susan Gibson, Paige Lewis, and Mary Cutrafello. So, Houston Women Festival's artists.
Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute, a built to suit, a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride in my steps, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman,
next to my heart, played out the game with a steady hand. What if I left the closet open, skeletons and all, invited in the press, leaving you to take the fall? What if I scratched below the surface enough to open up the bricks? Decades of desertion to eroded for a fix. What if I did all of the things that I swore I'd never do, just to get me off the hook and leave the blame with you?
Peter Pan was watching the pavement pass under him. His bugs are tickling his lips, dripping down his chin. I'm at the very back row of this ceiling, carpeted bus, and the fumes of the bathroom are to blame my gut. But we're flying, we're flying to the beat of our own wings. We're flying, oh, never, never land beneath our skin. Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own? Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out west. But what it holds
16 years of age. But I sure wish I would have known just how easy life would change. But looking back now, I can say that it's the best thing I've ever done wrong.
there you are. And that is the title of what we just heard by the Monica James Band.
Wow, that was good.
I'm going to indulge myself this time, and I'm going to promo my next Queer Music Heritage show, give you a preview of it.
Sure.
The theme next month, the fourth Monday in October, is Early Queer Blues, starting about 1925, going up to 1970. And going to open with a track by the one I always play, Ma Rainey.
Oh, yeah.
And the Prove It On Me Blues.
I want the whole world to know. This day I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. Sure got to prove it on me. Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. There must have been women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear color and a tie. Make the wind blow all the while. But to say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
like that one, Jimmy?
I did. I did. Who was that?
Long John Baldry.
Oh.
An English blues artist. And I didn't know this until I started researching him for my next show. He was very instrumental in starting the careers of both Rod Stewart and Elton John.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
How so?
He gave them work in his bands.
Oh.
Got them started.
Wow.
And in fact, your listeners might want to do some research on this,
mm-hmm.
but the song, Elton John's song, Someone Saved My Life Tonight,
yes.
was written about Long John Baldry.
No kidding. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. See? You learn stuff if you listen to Queer Music Heritage.
And coming up next, I'm going to go out on a limb. This is my favorite song, probably of the year.
Oh? This is something new?
It's fairly new. It's by Ivra Leder. He's from Israel. He came out. He was a very popular artist over there. He came out about 5 years ago. Didn't hurt his career at all. He does not have a full-length CD in English yet, but that'll happen soon. This particular track is called Jesse. It's on the Sony CD Music with a Twist, Revolution Music with
yes.
a Twist, their first venture into gay CDs. It's an excellent CD, but this song and the video and he are all very sexy. It's called Jesse.
I love a boy named Jesse, but Jesse doesn't love me back. He says he has a girl in Chelsea, he wants so much. I love a boy named Jesse, but Jesse doesn't love me back. He says he's insecure about what he feels and what he wants. What he feels and what he wants.
Hayes, and some of you may know that Darren Hayes was half of Savage Garden.
I did not know that.
He came out in a big way maybe 2 years ago by pretty much announcing, I'm gay and I'm marrying my boyfriend.
Wow.
That's one way to come out.
His brand new CD is a two-disc CD called This Delicate Thing We've Made. That track was called On the Verge of Something Wonderful.
Cool.
Who did we hear before that?
Oh, you always
I forgot already.
Ivory.
Ivory Leader. And I had to go to YouTube, track down an interview to find out how to pronounce his name, because how would you know?
I-V-R-I.
Yeah, I-V-R-I. Yeah. But that song is also
a Logo favorite for the video.
Yeah, yeah. I hear it a lot on Logo.
Coming up next, a woman artist, Liz Stoller. The track I picked is called
Wishing Well.
Wishing Well.
That's your cue, honey.
I took that CD away and I didn't remember which CD it was in. Leave me alone. Because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free.
Oh, is he smooth.
The Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1.
I had to remind him at 2 o'clock.
Oh, shut up. You know what you're listening to. If you don't, sign.
Oh, well.
202. Chris, did you do the ID?
Click.
When you...
Meet me by the wishing well, there I'll wish you well. Got a quarter in my pocket, I emptied all my shelves. I'm leaving tomorrow, I have to go home. I'll be carrying my wishes, I thought I'd let you know before I go. Sorry, my love, from this empty, aching heart. There's so much I want, and you're all that I've got. You're all I've got. Oh, oh. Meet me by the wishing well before the sun goes down. Never make a sound, and you know that I love you, and I'll always wear your ring. I've been throwing quarters instead of chasing dreams, chasing dreams. Lonely as hell, living by a wishing well, and I thought I'd bring you here, 'cause it's here I'll wish you.
I like Nomalee Brennett a lot. She is very prolific. She has a good style, good production. She's transgendered. Very talented. She's out of Tucson. And she sent me her latest CD called Singer, Shine Your Light. The track was called California. We're going to move to Dave Montana. Dave Montana decided to change the name of his act because there are just too many Dave Montanas on the internet. There's a country artist, there's, I believe, a porn star, and so Dave just got tired of all that nonsense, so he changed the name of his act to Storybox. The track is called Gone with the Wind.
Questions. ecstatic, warm and bright. She took his hand and walked the two feet.
That ended abruptly.
Tim McCain is the leader of the group Boys Entrance. I'm not going to talk about that name at all. Wasn't that smooth?
Winner of the 2005 NAMBLA Award.
Ooh.
But they've been doing their own brand of kind of punky pop for, a dozen years or
at
so.
At least.
Yeah.
They've been around a long time.
And that particular song is called Flash 07. It was about Diana.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Flash Cubes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And next up is one of my favorite woman folk artists.
Absolutely.
With a song that will probably surprise you. Jamie Anderson and Too Busy Being Blue.
There's a white spot on my left hand, where I used to wear a ring. I took it off that April night, when you told me everything. Now you wanna be my friend. You say you're not like the rest.
fuck you. He left a note on the counter. You say you can't forgive yourself. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you after you dragged me through hell? Now you wanna be my friend. You say you're not like the rest. Well, I'm too busy being blue. Fuck you. Gone is our life, our home, your love. All that's left me is the truth. I'll hang it here on my heart. This is my note back to you. Keep your friendship, keep your tears. Keep the 7 goddamn years. Busy being blue. I'm too busy being blue. I'm too busy being
that's one bluesy broad. Who was that?
Gina Livingston. And she followed Jamie Anderson. I took Jamie's song, Too Busy Being Blue, mm-hmm. from her brand new CD called Three Bridges, which is kind of a greatest hits CD.
Oh.
And she's had plenty of CDs to take that music from.
There were
a number of songs I said, gee, why didn't she include this or why didn't she include that? Mm-hmm. Her catalog is just that deep.
That's right.
We got a triple play coming up, starting with one of my friends from New York. He now lives in Dallas, Chris Landher. His CD is called Will Wrestle for Food.
Oh, he is a wrestler, isn't he?
He is indeed.
Got a slyer grin. Maybe he knows how to tell a joke that leaves the whole room laughing. Maybe he's got better hair. Maybe he's got that savoir faire. or the romanticism that I seem to lack. Now maybe he could show me how to win you back. Down on his knees, maybe he's more eager to please, maybe he's more giving and kind and careful and sensitive. Maybe I should take the clue and let the fates do what they do. Maybe I should write it on the wall so we could read about how everything falls apart. Do I measure up? Do I make the cut? Will I be your only one when everything is said and done? And maybe he's more hip, maybe he's got a stronger grip. What's cool and what's in and what makes you when it takes you? I said, when did it take you? And do I measure up? Do I make the cut? Will I be your only one when everything is said? Everything is done. Everything is done. Maybe I'm just the kid sitting in the back of the class, raising my hand, saying, pick me, pick me, pick me.
Come on, baby, let's get out of this town. I've got a full tank of gas with my top rolled down. There's a chill in my bones. I don't wanna be left alone. And baby, you can't sleep while I drive. I'll pack my bags and load up my guitar. In my pocket I'll carry my heart. I've got some money I saved, enough to get underway. And baby, you can sleep while I drive. We'll go through Tucson up to Santa Fe. And Barbara in Nashville says we're welcome to stay. I'll buy you glasses in Texas, a hat in New Orleans. And in the morning you can tell me your dreams. You know I've seen it before, this mist that covers your eyes. You've been looking for something that's not in your life. My intentions are true. Won't you take me with you? And baby, you can sleep while I drive.
to hold you. The stranger, the lover, you're free. Can't you get that with me? Come on, baby, let's get out of this town. I've got a full tank of gas with my top rolled down. And if you won't take me with you, I'll go before night is through. And baby, you can sleep while I drive.
And we're back. That was a triple play of young artists. That last one was Roger Kuhn, K-U-H-N, doing a very interesting arrangement of Melissa Etheridge's song, You Can Sleep While I Drive.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song.
In the middle of Chris Land here and Roger Kuhn, where he probably would like to be, is Jeremy James with his album Landlocked and the song Measure Up.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, some dance music.
Ooh.
Adam Barta has a video on Logo I just saw this week,
I
picked him out of my collection. I don't remember if this was the video or the song from the video I saw, but this one is called I Want to Hold You.
Number one on this one, right?
Number one on that one.
Okay, well, it wasn't queued up in number one. Oh. Now it is.
Anyone the way I'm wanting you. It's a feeling that I can't deny. Just look at me, you'll find your proof. You're the answer to my question. You're the mystery of my mind. You're the only one who reaches me, which is why tonight I wanna hold you, control. We will touch the sky. I'll make your body feel things it's never known. Tonight I'll search you like a temple. I'll explore so carefully. And with these two hands, I'll make you understand why we were meant to be. I wanna hold you, control you.
Oh,
The artist's name is Naumann. It's spelled N-A-O-M-O-M-M. And two M's. Let me start over. N-A-O-M-M-O-N. He's from France. That's his first release. I'm not sure if it was first released in France, but it was first released in the United States. The album, again, is called All Nighter, which is just about what we're doing.
It seems like it.
The track was called You're So Boyish. In the middle, between Adam Barta and Naumann, was Mark Terra and Different Love.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, I was remarking to Jimmy, here's a CD by a black female artist with lyrically lesbian songs on it. That's kind of unusual.
Yes, it is.
We could use more of those.
We sure could.
Her name is Oshi, O-C-H-I. Song is Tell Me Your Name.
Girl to girl, 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 girl to girl which were mine. Kiss it. Tighten my belt around my hips where your hands were missing. And stepped out into the cold color high under the slate gray sky. And air was smoking and streets were dry. And I wasn't joking when I said goodbye. There were magazine quality men talking on the corner, French, no less, much less of them than us. So why do I feel like something's been rearranged? You know, taken out of context, I must seem so strange. Oh, whoa, whoa. So big, I left a puddle of pus on my wine. You and I are lying in bed, you don't seem so tall. And I'm singing now because my tear ducts are too tired. And my mind is disconnected, but my heart is wired. Oh, why? Whoa, whoa. Someone should study me now. Somebody's gotta be interested in how I feel. Just cause I'm here and I'm real. And I miss substituting the conclusion, a confrontation with a kiss. And I miss walking up to the edge and jumping in like I could feel the future on your skin. Whoa, whoa. None of which were mine. Kissing. I open the fire door to four lips. None of which were mine. I open the fire door. I open the fire door. I open the fire door. I open the fire door.
Cada cosita que hace, cada miradita que veo, cada mariposita que siento dentro de mí, cada latidito de mi corazón se siente como boom, boom, boom. Tu tría está cayendo, volando, llorando, gateando, cayendo en el amor. Podrías decirme este día, pero no quiero que la noche se vaya. Ver que el sol sale en nuestra piel. Amor es un juego, por una vez lo seguiré. Déjame ir, 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 ir. Cada cosita que hace, cada miradita que veo, cada mariposita que siento dentro de mí, cada latidito de mi corazón se siente como boom, boom, boom. Tría está cayendo, cayendo, volando, llorando, gateando, cayendo, cayendo en el amor. Bye.
esté se me este día, pero no quiero que la noche se vaya y ver que el sol sale en nuestra piel o la culpa. Amor es un juego, por una vez lo seguiré. Déjame cada cosita que hace, cada miradita que veo, cada mariposita que siento dentro de mí. Cada latidito de mi corazón se siente como boom, boom, boom. Río está cayendo, cayendo, volando, llorando, gateando.
I love that song, no matter what language it's in.
And that was in Spanish, and the song was called, in English, Fallen, by Sonia and Disappear Fear, an artist I've liked a long time. In between Sonia and Ochi was Anna DeFranco.
Yeah.
And she has a brand new CD package. It's a beautiful package. Double CD with booklet. It's called Canon. It's a greatest hit CD.
Mm.
She has a lot, big catalog to take those from.
Yeah, no kidding.
The particular song was called Fire Door from 1993. That rounds up a whole big box of music from J.D.
To say nothing of an after-hour show.
Coming up after the PSAs, it's time for the Mr. Schmidt World Domination Happy Hour.
Big Daddy's here. He's sticking it in right in front of us.
This has been After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. The PSAs tell you who we are.
Okay. QueerMusicHeritage.com.
There we go. Hey, put
get in that
plug. Every fourth Monday, you will hear Queer Music Heritage on Queer Voices at 9 o'clock.
And now your PSAs.
Wild Goose Chase. The Wild Goose Chase is a 150-mile motorcycle ride. This ride will benefit the Harris County Aquatics Program Mighty Dolphin Swim Team. This event will take place on Saturday, September 29th. The start and finish will be at Tom Bass Park, number 1, Fine Arts.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.